Hello and welcome, Rocky.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You grew up in a little city in Texas, but the name Votoleto doesn't sound very American. So are there any different origins?
Yeah, absolutely. It's from Italy, I think somewhere near Sicily. Originally, it's, you know, Votolato.
Yeah, sounds very Italian. You were born in Texas, but your parents moved to Seattle when you were a teen. And it was like the peak of grunge and indie up there. There was Nirvana and all these bands. So can you remember the time and the atmosphere in the city or in the area?
Yeah, it was a really incredible time to move there because, yeah, that was right when I think Nevermind had just come out the year I moved up there. And, you know, of course, like everything that was happening around the music scene at that time, I got to see Nirvana play on a tour for Nevermind too, and that was really fun. But yeah, it was kind of crazy. There was a really, really great underground punk rock scene too there.
Also wir haben schon ein bisschen über seinen Namen gesprochen, der in der Tat italienischer Herkunft ist. Und ich habe ihn gefragt, wie es war, als er nach Seattle gezogen ist. Denn es war zu Zeiten des Grunge, als Nirvana dort zu Werke waren. Er hat gesagt, das war großartig, weil Nevermind gerade rauskam und er sie sogar noch live gesehen hat. Und es aber auch eine große Underground-Punkrock-Szene gab und das ganz eine ganz besondere Atmosphäre war. Jetzt wollen wir natürlich auch drüber reden, wie es denn heute aussieht, wie die Musikszene aussieht, ob es immer noch so großartig ist oder sich ein bisschen verschoben hat. So, let's skip to 2015. How's the music scene in Seattle now? Is it as big as it was or, yeah, tell us about it.
I think it's even bigger now because there's just so many bands playing all the time and it's just a really vibrant community of musicians, you know, everybody playing in different projects with each other and a lot of successful artists coming from there. So I think people reinvest in the community and radio stations like KEXP keep things going there too.
Also er sagt, es ist sogar noch größer, die Szene. Es ist mehr passiert, es kommt auch Geld von außen. Es gibt mit KXP einen großen Radiosender. Jetzt wollen wir aber noch fragen, es gibt ja noch eine benachbarte Stadt, die auch eine große Musikszene hat und wieder die Beziehung ist. Seattle is like the one big thing in the northwest of the US. And there's Portland, of course, like the hipster capital of the world. So, how's the relationship, especially in the music scene?
A lot of people find that there's some kind of adversarial relationship between the two cities, but I never see that. I just, because I have so many friends in both cities and I really, really love Portland. Of course, you know, I love Seattle, but I think that they both just have really great music scenes and are very, a lot of creative people there, a lot of artists. They're kind of artist communities. And So sometimes it's a joke, a running joke that people tease about, you know, oh, Portland sucks or Seattle sucks, like back and forth. But overall, I think it's they're really kind of united as music scenes.
Also er sagt, diese Konkurrenz, die da bestehen soll, die sieht er selber nicht so. Er hat auch ganz viele Freunde in beiden Städten und man teast sich so ein bisschen mit dem Aufziehen. Die eine Stadt ist doof, die andere Stadt ist doof. Sie liegen nur 150 Kilometer auseinander. So now we of course want to listen to one of your songs. You brought two with you. So what is the first song and just tell us a little bit about it.
This first song, it's called White Knuckles, and I wrote it after having a late night conversation with a good buddy of mine who's from Portland, actually. Great singer-songwriter named Michael Dean Dameron from Portland, Oregon, and he was kind of talking me through, you know, what was a pretty rough time in my life, and it ended up with the line, "Time to white knuckle this shit."
Also er sagte, der Song ist entstanden im Gespräch mit einem guten Freund, der aus Portland kommt und am Ende dieses Songs, es war irgendwie ein hartes Gespräch, da kam dann eben diese Punchline mit den White Knuckles und die wollen wir jetzt hören und deswegen, bitteschön.
It's time to white knuckle this shit. Make friends with these demons and just get on with it. Nothing changed and never will. Our mother will give to me. There is no striving need. Put compassion in the story for all the beggars and all the whores. And please leave a little more for me. Yeah, please leave a little left. I walked in the wilds for you. Past every wicked sea, the deadly desert through. keep me running clean, or at least keep me running. I said, or at least just keep me running. I don't wanna be the clay in your flames anymore. I don't wanna be the stone, what's the polishing for? When it burns down to the foundation, you'll see the strength beneath these broken faith questions. And this discontent disease is crying out for more and more and more and more, more and more always, more and more. More and more, I walked in the wilds for you, past every temptation the deadly desert threw. Keep me running clean, or at least keep me running. I said, or at least just keep me running. Time to white knuckle this shit, make friends with these demons and just get on with it, 'cause nothing changed and it never will.
Rocky Waterlato in der Detector FM Session mit White Knuckles und wir sprechen ein bisschen über sein achtes Album, das gerade herausgekommen ist. So, let's talk about the album. It's your eighth album that you released currently as a solo artist this year. Before that, you kind of struggled with writing new songs, I heard. So, what was that about? Was it like a crisis or something?
Sort of, yeah. I guess just basically writer's block, you know, I'd say, but for a lot of different reasons that I ended up figuring out, you know, when I started writing again, when I wrote Hospital Handshakes, I wrote like 30 songs in a very short period of time because I was like, oh, just so excited to be back to writing. And but yeah, it was a difficult time of transition. I wasn't so sure if I was going to keep playing music. I think I had just kind of gotten the wrong perspective, a little bit of burnout, and also being a perfectionist. You know, just really self-critical, and that stops the and shuts down the creative process. Listening to the internal critics, external critics of my work, and you know, just being hypercritical of everything, wanting it to get it just right, just perfect. And I just needed to let things flow a little bit more, and go with the flow. And I started doing that, and I had a change of perspective with Hospital Handshakes, and I'm really, really happy with the energy on the album.
Also er sagt, er hatte vorher schon sowas wie eine künstlerische Krise, eine Schreibblockade, war auch oder ist immer noch sehr selbstkritisch und das hat ihn dann ein bisschen gehemmt. Als er dann aber an dem Album Hospital Handshakes gearbeitet hat, da kamen die Songs dann irgendwie nur rausgeflossen, hat gerade von 30 gesprochen. Und jetzt wollen wir schauen, er hat dort zusammengearbeitet mit Chris Waller, den haben wir vorhin schon angesprochen und das ist eben der Gitarrist von Death Cab for Cutie und da wollen wir jetzt wissen, welchen Einfluss er hatte. So Chris Waller, we already mentioned his name and the band. So you were working with him together on the album. So how was his influence on the album?
He had a really big impact on the record. We had 3 days of pre-production together. So, you know, we were basically, he had all the demos from beforehand and helped me pick which songs went on the record and then how to arrange them in terms of the band, you know, what instrumentation. And then he ended up playing on a lot of the record too. Pretty much every song he plays some kind of instrument, whether it's like a keyboard or, you know, some kind of soundscape, strange tape loops or kind of those atmospheric things that he's really, really good at. So I just kind of let him have free rein with that. And we both came to the joint decision to have a full band because the record was kind of high energy more than a folk record and kind of feels like a rebirth for me, like something different, something new. And so I just kind of went with the flow and he helped me pick the musicians. And so he had a very big impact creatively and with the sound.
Also er sagt, er hatte natürlich einen großen Einfluss, vor allem mit dem Sound. Er hat da ein paar Sachen reingebracht, die Rocky eben selber nicht hatte. Und sie haben sich dann auch entschieden, eine Band zu nehmen, um so ein bisschen mehr Energie, oder die schon in den Songs vorhanden war, rüberzubringen. Und er hat es jetzt als Wiedergeburt bezeichnet, die er da erlebt hat. After recording, there's always touring. So you're doing a huge tour now through Europe until June. But you have a wife and a kid. So how do they feel about you being abroad such a long time?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's been a challenge my whole adult life. You know, I think that's, it's part of the balancing act, but you know, they're really supportive. And my wife knows pretty much this is my life's work and what I feel like I was born to do, you know? And so she's been really supportive with me being gone, you know, most of the year. I think I'll play around 200 shows this year. So it's going to be a lot of traveling. But when an album comes out, that's the way it is. And I'm grateful to be playing music.
Also er sagt, sie ist dann natürlich eine große Unterstützung und er kennt das Problem nun irgendwie sein ganzes Erwachsenenleben, aber sie unterstützt ihn da sehr, auch wenn er jetzt 200 Shows spielt. Und dann will ich auch eigentlich zum Schluss wissen, wie das eigentlich funktioniert, vor allem mit der Zeitverschiebung. I think it's 9 hours time difference between Seattle and Europe. Mm-hmm. So how do you manage to communicate after all?
It's late at night or early in the morning. And Skype is really nice. You know, these days it's much easier. Although the Wi-Fi over here is not the best.
Oh, no, it isn't.
You could work on that one.
Yeah, probably they'll do. Also er sagt, naja, früh aufstehen oder ganz spät in der Nacht und Skype hilft, obwohl das Internet in Deutschland in der Tat nicht so gut ist. Und wir wollen natürlich noch einen zweiten Song hören in der Session. So you brought a second song for us to play on the show. So which one is this?
This one's called The Finish Line. And yeah, this is one of the last songs I wrote for the record. And I wrote it the day that Robin Williams died, actually. And I didn't know that he died that day, but I found out a few days later, and it made a lot of sense with the content.
Also, der Song heißt The Finish Line, war auch einer der letzten auf dem Album und entstand an dem Tag, an dem Robin Williams gestorben ist, hat er gerade erzählt, obwohl er das nicht wusste und er meinte, in dem Kontext hat es viel Sinn ergeben. Und deswegen hören wir jetzt rein, und zwar hier The Finish Line.
My name is inmate number 30268, and I decided not to stay. I doubt they'll kick up any fuss or roadblocks for an old crook like me. I was in the path of the tornado, I just didn't expect the spinning would last as long as it has, you know, so I keep repeating, I just keep repeating, there's always hope, and no good thing ever dies. River is carrying each one of us to the finish line. One day we'll be on the other side. Chosen themes, these are the themes that have chosen me, and I'm writing for my life. It's a terrible thing to be afraid all the time. When you reach the point of a death wish, you're feeling like has got to be better than this, then just keep repeating, just go on repeating, there's always hope, no good thing ever dies. The river is carrying each one of us to the finish line. One day we'll be on the other side. Oh, one day we'll be on the other side.
Rocky Wotelato mit The Finish Line, live eingespielt im Detektor FM Studio. Sein aktuelles Album heißt Hospital Handshakes. Heute Abend spielt er mitsamt Band dann live im Werk 2 in Leipzig, morgen dann in Dresden und dann geht's solo weiter nach Österreich. Und die ganze Session, die können Sie nochmal nachhören und sich vor allem angucken, weil wir sie mitgefilmt haben, bei uns auf der Webseite detektor.fm. Gucken Sie da mal rein und ich sag danke, dass er hier war. So, thanks for coming and being on our show.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a good time.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.